It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they are wishing you the happiest of holidays. And to kick off the season of giving, DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. Luckily for us sports fans, there is an abundance of action taking place this week. Football teams are in the hunt to secure their place in the playoffs. College basketball season is just getting underway. No better place to get in on all the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. We are into quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Still talking Penn State Rutgers. And Dustin, we started the conversation about Penn State's defense. And I want to keep the conversation going on the defensive side of the ball. When I watch the game, I take notes and I put people's names down and put check marks when they do something. And it was exciting for a change on the defensive side of the ball. I had several players with several check marks for making plays. The first guy I want to ask you about was Jaquan Brisker. I thought he was all over the field, made some tremendous plays and really some big hits.
Yeah, I think he was maybe the top guy on my list too. I keep a mental list, Jim, because I don't have the work ethic that you do. So I put a mental check mark next to Jaquan Brisker.
You have a better memory too.
I don't know if that's true either, but that's just what I do. But yeah, I think in the first 4, 5, 6 weeks, I think you saw Brisker maybe being a step slow getting to plays. I think he was still seeking out the big hit. He was still seeking out those pass breakups. But I think you saw him playing as fast as he's played really in his entire Penn State career on Saturday, flying around, showing the absolute best of what he does, which is just make plays that make you say, ooh, you know what I mean? And you saw probably 3 or 4 of them in this game, big hits. And that's what he brings to the table. I want to see from both of those guys, Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker, some takeaway potential, you know, but I think for Brisker, he is a really good player, Jim. And I think he is an NFL type player that hadn't really played up to that ability certainly through that losing streak. This is the Jaquan Brisker that Penn State has wanted and needed. And he came up big against Rutgers, and he sets that tone on the back end of the secondary. That's I think the point that was maybe not at the top of the list early is that making these plays, yeah, it gets your defense off the field, but it also is the thing that lifts your team up. You know, and Penn State was very much missing these types of plays on both sides of the ball and on special teams too. Jaquan Brisker really chipped in with 2 or 3 plays that got everybody up, got everybody feeling good, got guys dancing on the sideline, you know? And I think that energy, he helped that energy as much as anything.
The other guy, and I'm going to stick with the defensive backs, the other guy that I had several check marks, Joey Porter Jr. He's a player.
He is, you know, I think he can get lost, and he set the bar high for himself against Indiana because he played very, very well in that game. And so you expected a lot from him right out of the gates. And maybe there were some bumps or bruises or growing pains, but you look at what he is Runs well, very, very long. And he also just has a knack, you know, as the son of an NFL player, maybe it shouldn't be that surprising. Just has a knack for being in the right place, for positioning his body a certain way, for getting around the block. You know, I think he's a very savvy redshirt freshman. And he's a guy who's going to help this Penn State defense for 2, 3, 4 more years beyond this one. You know, that he's going to you press pause on his eligibility. He's a player, and I think he's only going to get better and better because physically he's got it, and I think mentally he's a really smart, capable football player with a high IQ that the more experience he gets, the higher that IQ goes. And I think his future is very, very bright. And again, you did see that against Rutgers, and really exciting to have him there in that cornerback room. And I thought Keaton Ellis too, you know, I don't know if you were getting to him or not, but Keaton Ellis played with some energy, and you saw him maybe starting to find his stride a bit.
Yeah, no doubt the cornerbacks did make their presence felt. What I was specifically impressed with those guys was their tackling. They came up and made plays tackling, which, you know, that may sound pretty basic, but in that 0-5 start, that wasn't the case.
It wasn't the case anywhere on this defense. I think there were plays certainly against Michigan State or against Rutgers. I'm looking ahead now. Plays against Rutgers where, you know, there's 2, 3 more yards than you would like. You know, maybe the first guy missed, or, you know, a guy gets run over or whatever. But that's really kind of nitpicking considering where this defense came from. And that's one thing with some of these big corners. And I think Tariq Caster Fields at his best is a really good tackler too. You can't underestimate that. You don't really put it high on the cornerback's list, but when you hear James Franklin talk about controlling the running game and having your front seven really control that box area and relying on your perimeter defenders to make the plays when they go to the perimeter, you know, they need to step up and they need to make those plays in space when the linebackers aren't there. And Joey Porter Jr. And those cornerbacks, they did that. You know, they did that with aggression. You have to be willing to be physical, and you have to be willing to lay a hit. And not all cornerbacks are willing to do that. Penn State's got some who are.
And the fact is, when those guys miss a tackle, it's a big play. Let's talk linebackers. This is linebacker you, Dusty. And I alluded to this earlier that after, you know, Micah Parsons opted out, the linebackers have been struggling. This, I think, was their best game. And I want to point to Brandon Smith. He's a guy that we've been expecting a lot from him. Perhaps we expected too much too early. But against Rutgers, again, he got multiple check marks next to his name for good plays.
Yeah, and he's capable of delivering types of plays that, frankly, the other linebackers aren't. You know, they're good players. Jesse Luketta, Ellis Brooks, Lance Dixon, all good players. Brandon Smith has that freak of nature ability to him, and he's a really physical, punishing player. And you see him always looking for that opportunity. And when he delivers those big hits, you know, we haven't seen him be as productive as the other linebackers, but we've seen him maybe be asked to do some different things. And when he's at his best, man, he is capable of jarring a ball loose, making a tackle and a big hit that is worthy of a replay, put a big hit on the quarterback. This is what can be unleashed as he starts to recognize what he's capable of doing. When he starts to really, he's starting to find his comfort zone at linebacker as a down to down linebacker. When he's feeling good and when he's confident and rolling, boy, he can be a special, special player. And again, just a true sophomore. We expected a lot from him. Maybe we didn't quite see it in the early portion of the season. We didn't see a lot of guys meet expectations in the early portion of the season, but he's an exciting talent, and you see what he's capable of doing, jaw-dropping stuff.
All right, Dustin, let's go to the other side of the ball, and let's talk offense. That was Sean Clifford on the phone, on my phone there, calling, saying, Jim, you're a couple quarters through this, and you haven't talked offense yet. We're used to being the first thing you talk about. Let's start at the quarterback position, and I want to start with Will Levis first. He had, I believe it was 17 carries in this game. If I'm not incorrect here, Dustin, I think he was in for 17 plays and had 17 carries.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think I felt my eyes rolling every time you saw exactly what you thought you were going to see. That's what happened. The quarterback draw again and again and again. And this really falls under the category of like, yeah, you might know what's coming, but when the quarterback draw is there and we have numbers, we can still make this play work for ourselves. And I know James Franklin addressed this after the game where they need to show some different looks out of that Will Levis package. And maybe they'll do that. But man, I know the bottom line is that he picked up 65 yards on the ground. He did what he was asked to do. But man, I would love to just see him maybe throw one pass, maybe one pass down the field, maybe just to make you it's in the back of the defense's mind. It's in the back of the other coordinator's mind, but they haven't made him think about it actively. And this is a kid, he can throw the ball. He's not a total liability in that regard. So let him be a quarterback once or twice. Put that on film too. I think we'll see that, but it's kind of frustrating for everybody in the stadium. I know it's a limited stadium, but for everybody who's watching this game to know what's going to happen, and they do it anyway.
Well, I think after about 12 or 13 carries in a row when he was in the game, I believe Rutgers adjusted to defense and said, this appears to be a trend. I think he's going to run the ball. And I did find it fascinating that James Franklin, in the post-game press conference, said, yeah, maybe we should have him pass out of this. I got another suggestion, Coach. How about maybe even, handing the ball off to a running back?
You do have options. You do have options. Explore those options. Let your quarterback be a quarterback.
Yeah, well, but as you said, he did what he was asked to do. There was a situation, and we'll get into this more, but where in the second half, I believe they brought him in. This was the first game where they brought him in for a series starting on first down. And of course, if he's in for three downs, that means he has three carries. And it just seemed like in the second half, they just pulled in all the reins. But sticking with Will Levis for a second here, other teams watch the tape also. It's pretty obvious Will Levis is in, he's going to carry the ball.
Maybe it's just an elaborate setup that you're going to see one of those pop passes, maybe against Michigan State. You know, how much is too much before you throw a wrinkle in there? They are overdue for a wrinkle. I think they were overdue for a wrinkle against Rutgers. I'm not even talking about fancy gadget play. I'm just talking about literally let your quarterback throw the ball. Maybe we'll see something a little bit different against Michigan State. They have the film too. They're going to be looking for it and expecting it. Maybe they'll be susceptible to something down the field.
These first seven games of the season, Dustin, were all a setup for the Michigan State game. All right, that's it. Quarter number two and quarter number three. We'll continue the conversation about this offense. We'll look at the rest of it beyond Will Levis. Stay tuned.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.